Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. And I'm your preacher as well, with a preaching I'm calling Beauty Itself. The reading is from the Book of Wisdom. All people who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable from the good things that are seen to know the one who exists, nor did they recognize the artisan while paying heed to his works. But they supposed that either fire or wind or swift air or the circle of stars or turbulent water or the luminaries of heaven were the gods that rule the world. If through delight in the beauty of these things, people assumed them to be gods, let them know how much better than these is their Lord, for the author of beauty created them. And if people were amazed at their power and working, let them perceive from them how much more powerful is the one who formed them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of their Creator. God created this beautiful world and loved us enough to put us here so that we could experience it and love it and love each other and find Him in it. Sometimes it's hard to perceive God. Certainly there are people who don't believe God exists at all, and all this just happened. If you're having trouble believing today, try this prayer. Just look at something beautiful, and then go with that feeling of beauty. See the beautiful thing, and then just see beauty itself, and get lost in that feeling. Or look at something powerful, and then go with the feeling of power itself. You don't have to understand that that's God necessarily. Feel it. And let being carried away by that feeling lead you to the God who is beauty itself, power itself. Or maybe give yourself to the feeling of love, and then just get lost in love and find the God who is love itself. Good luck.